Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference presented by the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from former South Carolina Governor Jim Hodges.
If I say something really smart and insightful, it belongs to McGuire Woods Law Firm, of which I'm a member. If I say something stupid, it all belongs to Jim Hodges. And so I will try to make McGuire Woods proud today and talk about a few things that I think are important. Let me just say that this concept of enterprise zones, economic opportunity zones, whatever phraseology we want to use, is certainly not something new. You all have seen this utilized in the past. When I heard it described by Jenny, I thought about a little bit about tax increment financing and other methods we've used in South Carolina and other states to try to accelerate development in areas that otherwise would not have development occur. We are always scratching our heads for ways in which we can help propel growth and development in areas where that's not occurred. The hard part has always been, and I date back to seeing Joey's numbers earlier, I date back to the late 90s when unemployment was incredibly low, and the challenge we had with business leaders was, how do you propel growth and development without straining what is already a very strained labor force? When you have what we have now, 3% or so unemployment rate, it's really difficult to try to bring new projects into a state, into areas where you already have high employment, because it obviously strains the labor supply, it pushes wages up, a lot of things that businesses were prone to complain about, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Treasurer, to public officials. Well, we all know the way you do that is you try to provide growth and development in areas that perhaps have not enjoyed that same benefit that other areas in the state have. Places that are a little bit unlike the Charlotte area that we talked about, Columbia, Greenville, Spartanburg, Charleston, those areas. And I've got to tell you, as a policymaker, that those were and they remain the toughest areas to deal with. We've got a whole range of issues in these areas, everything from a legacy of poverty to educational challenges. But one of the big challenges we always faced, and I think we continue to face, is a lack of capital to put into those areas. When people have good ideas, and you have a cooperative community that is anxious, the problem often was, where do we come up with the investment to be able to do some of these things that are really special? And that's what I particularly like about this whole program, because government becomes a public partner with private enterprise to try to do things that are entirely about generating economic opportunity in communities. And we aren't necessarily doing it in places, we aren't doing it in places that don't necessarily need the help. We are doing it in places where otherwise economic growth and development either would not occur or would occur a decade or two decades later. This is a chance, I believe, particularly in areas that are sort of, Mr. Mayor, I think of areas like North Columbia, the northern side of Columbia, and I think of areas that are sort of on the fringe of urban growth, where we can jump over what is naturally happening and move into more rural communities with higher legacies of unemployment, or urban communities that have high levels of unemployment and minimal investment. We can move into those areas and actually propel growth forward in a way that is really good for the state. I'm anxious, like the treasurer and the mayor, to see the final product from this. I'm most interested in seeing what I think is the incredible creativity of the South Carolina business community and taking a look at this model and finding ways to invest in communities and working with state officials like the treasurer and local officials like the mayor to move our state ahead. Thank you.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference presented by the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from former South Carolina Governor Jim Hodges. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.